It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than sharing a bed with the King of Pop.
You can join. I just thought about that.
Yes, well, delightful. You can join our chat room, the Deadpen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Yeah, you should do that. And the number to call in, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosemont, joined by Pip Alex.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip. And Joe will be toddling in here at some point, as only Joe can do.
Yes.
On the show, is rap protected by the First Amendment? It's a really interesting case.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Supreme Court takes that up. And let's see. The Simpsons remove a classic episode starring Michael Jackson. Comics in the news at Stormy Daniels will hit the stage telling punchlines instead of revealing tan lines. See, that's some writing right there. That's some writing right there. And Ann Jackson. And Anjack, so much to do. Couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Are we rested? Are we ready to go?
Oh, my God. The way we were both yawning just a moment ago, I don't know if we're rested.
So tired.
I'm so tired.
My voice wasn't ready to go either. My voice was like, let's go back to puberty.
That was a Brady Bunch moment.
Yeah.
It's time to change.
Yes. What are you going to do? But we're ready. The voice is ready. Will it hold up through Anjackson? Who knows? But
we'll see.
But I have not been able to recover because what happened was I had a late show Saturday night, so I don't get back to the hotel till 12. I have to get to the airport by 4:30
in the morning.
4:30 in the morning. I have to get to the airport by 4:30 in the morning. We lose an hour of sleep.
Oh yeah,
because we jumped ahead.
Yeah,
so I didn't fall asleep until 1-2 o'clock. So, you know, because you're winding
sure.
down from the show and whatever, what have you. So I got like an hour or so of sleep in me. And, you know, for the first time ever, I slept on a plane for an hour. I got like 9 hours of sleep on Sunday night. And last night, I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Wow. So you're just like damaged.
Well, always. But,
yeah, I know. But
yeah. But I'm fine. I'm trucking through.
Yeah.
Trucking through, plowing through. But yeah, don't like the jump ahead. It's such bullshit. Everybody bitches about it, but it really is such a waste.
I don't know what it does for us, really. We're not really...
Aggravates us.
Well, yes. I mean, I know that
it's
supposed to be helpful for agriculture,
it's
but...
It's not, though. We don't give... Let's be honest. We don't give a shit about the farm. We really don't. I don't mean us personally. I mean, As a country, we really don't give a shit about that.
As a country, we don't seem to give much of a shit about our people in general.
And let's be honest, there's a lot more non-farmers that have to function than a lot more farmers.
Well,
so you know who this is helping? The people who sell coffee. That's who this is helping. Your Starbucks, your Dunkin' Donuts, you know, your guy in the corner with his halal and his coffee. That's who this shit's helping. Everybody else, not helping at all. Nobody's happy about this shit.
Everything about our lives helps the coffee guys because we need some kind of legal drug, but although I was just listening, and they're about to make pot legal soon in New Jersey. So I mean, we'll
medicinal or all?
I thought they meant all.
Is that Governor Phil Murphy?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I don't have an opinion. I don't care.
I don't use it, so I don't care.
I've never used it. Don't care one way or the other. Now, if I find potheads are like stone and constantly annoying me, I will have an opinion.
Right.
But until that happens, it doesn't affect me.
Right.
There's a lot more, like smokers annoy me more on, say, a beach.
Right, because it blows at you.
Exactly, and they leave their cigarettes in the beach,
which is
disgusting.
Gross.
That annoys me a lot more than a pot smoker. Usually, they smoke that down pretty good.
It's hardly anything.
Yeah, there's hardly anything.
That
left.
Is
now,
some biodegradable
Now, I don't
stuff.
Want to smell it. Now, if you're smoking it by me, I'm going to get pissed off. If you're doing it in your house and you're able to function, I don't give a shit.
I don't mind pot smell as much as now I don't like cigarette smell.
Pot smell's terrible.
It's terrible. It's not pretty, but cigarette smell bothers me more.
Now, if my insurance goes up, my health insurance goes up, mm-hmm. because, you know, supposedly pot smoke is even more damaging for your lungs than cigarette smoke.
Well, also, most people don't smoke with a filter if they're smoking pot.
Right. So if all of our insurance goes up because of it, then I'm going to have an issue. But as long as I'm not affected, as generally I am with most things, as long as it doesn't affect me or people I give a shit about, go do what you want. I don't care. I just don't care. Just go away.
I just don't want people to smoke pot and then drive. But you know what?
But they say it doesn't affect it
doesn't affect driving?
That's what they say.
Oh, that's not right.
That's what they say.
No.
I mean, people are going to smoke and drive. People are going to smoke while they drive.
Right.
If it's legal, there's no reason why you wouldn't smoke while you drive. And let's be honest, you've been stuck in traffic. If you were a pot smoker, being stuck in rush hour traffic is the perfect time to smoke weed. Can you imagine how much more pleasant Joe would be on this trip coming here if he was able to smoke weed on the way to this show instead of fighting the two and a half hours of awful traffic that he deals with?
To get here and deal with two assholes?
Well, one and me. But but
hey,
can you imagine, Joe probably be in a better mood.
Oh, I'm sure. So would I, but I wouldn't be able to function.
Probably be less road rage incidents.
But there probably also be a lot of, just gently rolling off the road into a ditch.
I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know, but it's legal, but you're still not allowed to use it while operating a vehicle, just like you can't drink and drive.
Is that the rules?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Well, because you can still be determined to be.
So smoke before you leave.
Yeah.
Right. They're not gonna be cop waiting for you in your fucking parking lot of your job to test you.
No, as long as you're able to function. Yeah. You know, you're not getting. I don't know how they would. I don't know how they drug test
don't
for
care.
Pot, but.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Didn't care when gay marriage. You know what? I don't give a shit. You want to be married? Fucking have at it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, I'm not watching you suck cock in public, just like I'm not watching a woman suck a cock in public. It doesn't fucking affect me. It's the same thing with, what's it, anal? What's it called?
Sodomy?
Yes. Like in some places, like, that's illegal. Why? It's not like it's going on in the playground. Who the hell cares? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm very libertarian in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, I did care about, marriage rights for gays because I thought it was unfair that they weren't allowed
to
be.
I don't understand. By people who thump their Bible, they can't have it.
By the
way, I don't want to get into a whole Trump thing. But people like to pick on Trump. First of all, there's so much to pick on. But people are like, oh, he's signing a Bible. Who the fuck cares? If you want your Bible, with all the shit that the church does, the church has their clergy diddling little boys and girls, taking advantages of nuns. You know what? Trump could fucking bang a nun on the altar, and it's still better than the church protecting pedophiles. So let him sign all the Bibles he wants. I don't give a shit, people. Pick your battles, you fucking liberals. Out of all the shit Trump does that actually does affect your life, if some Bible thump who thinks that this moron is godlike wants his autograph, go for it. Have at it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care what he signs. I mean, there's so many
resignation letter would be nice.
That would be lovely. But there's so many more egregious things that I'd like seen taken care of.
And this is why people on the right get one of the reasons, like, make fun of the people on the left because they worry about their shit. Who the fuck cares? Yeah. Let him sign whatever he wants.
It's like,
it's not even a signature anymore. It's basically up and down lines. He's given up on signing his name. It's basically the design on Charlie Brown's sweater. That is essentially what his autograph is.
Yeah, we had a landlord that his signature was just a series of circles scrolled around and around. Like, really, it was just, I watched him do it.
By the way, mine not too far from that. I look circles. Like a fucking spirograph, Arthur. So I get it. I don't give a shit. Oh, he's signing a Bible. It's the first time he's probably ever touched one. Who the fuck cares? Let him sign them all. We love it. Yeah, I hope he writes a speaking part for himself in the Bible. That'd be fantastic.
like that guy in the guy in this movie with Jennifer Aniston and the guy was like a washed up child star, and he was doing some community theater production of Godspell, and he decided that he was going to play Judas and Jesus.
You know what? If President Trump wants to have a play on the Rose Garden about him and Jesus, I don't care. Out of all the things he does to irritate me, I don't care about that.
I know. Pick your battles.
And you know what? If the Bible thumpers, you know, the evangelicals really believe this guy's godlike, that's on them.
Yeah.
That's on them. I don't care what they believe.
No, because
I only
because
care
hypocrites.
What they believe when they try to make when they try to influence what everybody else believes. That's the only time.
Well, they're trying to influence what everybody else is allowed to do.
Exactly. That's the only time. For the rest of the time, if they want to believe, I don't care. If meeting President Trump is a godlike experience for you, fantastic. Now, also by the same time, he's signing Bibles. Like, he was also signing boobs. So, all right, I get that. I've done that. I've signed boobs.
Really?
I don't know if it was at the same event, but like a day or so before that came out. I don't give a shit.
I think that they noted that the boob signage actually happened years ago, and that picture is old.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. I'll have to look it up.
I don't care if my president signs tits. Good for him. It's always like breast awareness. He's aware. I don't give a shit.
Everyone's aware.
Exactly. If he wants to sign, listen, I've signed tits. Yeah. And so it's not that big of a deal. If people are letting me sign their breasts, they're doing anything with these tits. They don't care. They're just throwing them anywhere. He's the president of the United States. Let him sign a tit. I don't give a shit.
I've never had anybody sign my boob.
Well, you've never asked.
No, I've never asked. That's what I mean.
You never Mr. Winwood?
No. No.
You should.
No. Oh, no.
You know what? I don't think he's getting too many people offering him that anymore. It's a long time since 1978. Might be time.
Yeah, probably not, but it's not going to be these.
Whip out the girls,
no.
Well, maybe Mr. Helix needs to step up. Somebody's tit should be signed.
Mr. Helix, could you sign my chest? He'd be like, ew, no.
Not necessarily. Mr. Winwood might be honored.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then he's a prick. Yeah, how do you like them apples? You know what? If Mr. Helix, a radio DJ personality extraordinaire, a guru of toys,
yes,
comes up to you and says, sign my chest, you fucking sign that chest.
Well, that's what I think.
Exactly.
But I don't fault. I wouldn't fault Winwood if he decided he did not want to touch my husband's chest.
I do. I think he's an elitist scumbag. How do you like that?
Wow.
How do you like that?
Well, I think...
don't stick up for Winwood. I'm sticking up for Helix.
No, I'm saying that's pretty a broad stroke there.
Well, I feel very strongly about Mr. Helix.
I'll tell him you said so.
As well, you should.
He'll be very touched.
I'm his biggest advocate on the show.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, considering.
Well, that's not true.
Well, it really is. Who's the one who chastised when you do a shitty read? That's me. When you do a shitty
read. Oh, that's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
I'm always looking out for Mr. Helix.
Thank you.
Well, no, he should thank me.
Yeah, you should.
And if he doesn't thank me, then I'll be his biggest fucking detractor. So he's got a decision to make, too.
But he won't be touching your chest or any other parts.
No, me and Mr. Helix, we can have a platonic mutual admiration for each
other.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
me and Mr. Helix need not sign each other's chest, but he should know that I am his biggest proponent. And when you fuck up, I'm the first one to let you know.
Oh, I know. Everybody's being really good about that lately.
Well, listen, lots at stake. We don't want Mr. Helix to suffer.
Yeah, I'm taking my beatings pretty good.
Well, as well you should.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, day 4,000 of the working after fired.
It's the most fucking ridiculous thing.
Well,
and the fact that you're not actively sabotaging them makes me really, lose a lot of respect for you, which was hard, considering where we came in at the start of this.
No, you know what? I can't bring myself to do anything bad to them.
You do it to us all the time, and you like us.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, that's a mess, isn't it? but one thing I have been doing is I've been drawing little monsters on Post-it notes and writing "roar" with an exclamation mark and hiding them all off.
What are you, Katy Perry?
All over the office.
Because that's her song, "Roar." I'm going to hear you roar.
Oh, well, I didn't think of her at all. I just meant it's my monster going "roar."
Really?
It's just, yeah,
that's you acting out.
No, it's just I just think it would be funny if, like, for months after I leave, they keep finding these little Post-its every place.
Oh. No, you should be doing.
What?
You should be going to the dog park, finding some dog poop, and planting that all over the place. That's what you should be doing.
No.
Yes, that's what a fucking professional does.
No,
yes.
No. See, the thing is, there's only one person there that I hate, and the
doesn't
rest
matter.
Of them
Everybody
don't.
Must suffer. He's the captain of the ship. They must all go down. I'm sorry.
No, they would love him to leave. So I don't want to...
Listen, we only hate the fucking leader of North Korea, but if push comes to shove, they're all going down.
Oh, well, yeah.
We don't hate the people. We hate the guy.
Of course.
Well, listen, you piss us off like your bosses piss us off. They all got to suffer.
No.
I'm sorry. That's the way it goes.
No, well, I wouldn't. No, I'm not doing
anything
very, to
see,
this.
That's why when I get fired, they usher me out immediately.
Well, this is the very weird thing. He's acting like nothing happened.
Because he's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and he has no people skills whatsoever. But he came over to me. There was a pre-planned like business conference that we had to go to, like a luncheon. So he said, "Do you want to go?" And I did because I there's people in my industry. I want to see if I can get any contacts, you know. And I mean, I want to talk to all the people I know and go, "Look, I'm looking, you know. What do you know?" So when it comes time to drive over there, it's not really far from our campus, so when he came over to me, he goes, "So you want to leave in about 5 minutes?" I looked at him like, "Are you high? Do you think I'm getting in a car with you?" So I just said,
"Man, you know, I'm telling you,
I'm taking my own car because I'm not sure when I'm gonna leave."
You gotta do the Milton. You gotta show up after you've been fired.
I'm telling
you, fucking show up because nobody's gonna ask you to leave.
I'm gonna have to bring the place down.
Like, are they gonna ask you to hand in your key card or anything?
I would imagine so.
I bet if they don't, you show up on Monday. Because what, Friday's your last day?
Yes.
You show up on Monday, like you always do, late. Like nothing has changed.
Like nothing's changed.
Exactly.
If I just came in and sat down, they'd be like,
Nobody, I guarantee you nobody would say shit.
Oh, no, my coworkers would. They'd be like, "Pip, did you forget something?"
Who cares about your coworkers?
They'll say something.
Who cares about your coworkers?
Well, I could just see this idiot coming over and being like,
I bet he forgot he fired you.
No, he knows. He knows. But the thing is, it's just so strange because I just found out from a coworker that he went into like sort of the second in command in the office, a woman who I'm friendly with. And she goes, and he apparently asked her, "So anybody doing anything for Pip leaving?
Because I did. I'm the one who arranged the whole thing."
I know. And so apparently she...
What more do I have to do? Without me, there would be no reason for her to have a party for her to leave. You're welcome.
Well, he's a gigantic man. I think he just wants cake.
Well, everybody wants cake.
Everybody wants... I want cake.
I'm not a gigantic man. I want cake.
If you're going to throw me out, I want cake.
Even if you're going to invite me in, I want cake.
I just want cake.
Even, you know, whether I'm staying or leaving, cake.
Cake.
Cake's I don't know always... why I have to keep on reiterating this.
No,
on
no. Cake's always good. I think that should
except
be like...
Except the cake you gave Anthony Cumia, which made him deathly ill for a month. Other than that, cake is always good.
You can't... Cake cannot have diseases.
Yours from your house, they can.
Apparently. I think it was just something that was going around.
So
he said,
is anybody
going
to do anything for Pip?
Yeah. I don't know what the answer was. Apparently, I don't know what she said to him back because it
wasn't
her. Yeah,
we're going to give her a job back, stupid.
I know. It's like, could you not fire me? How about that? That's what I would really like for a going away president. Coming back. I really, actually, my brother, I visited him yesterday. He goes, "So say that this asshole leaves," and they turned around and they said, "We don't have any problem with it. It was him. Do you want to come back?" Yeah, I would. I like that place.
Yeah.
You know?
You liked it because they pay you.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I enjoyed that part a lot.
I find a lot of people enjoy their work. That's their favorite feature.
Every 2 weeks, all of a sudden, my bank account goes up.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like that.
Even the women who were working in the massage parlor had a diddle jet Robert Kraft. Their favorite part was getting their meager sum of money.
Ew.
It wasn't seeing old man balls. It was.
Yeah, that can't be good.
No, it was getting money.
So, yeah, yes. Yeah, I like that part.
So.
So, I mean, I didn't mind the work. I mean, the fact that there was just, like, tons of it, and I didn't really get a lot of support. That's another thing.
But you can do it! Sadly, she can't. That's why she must leave.
I can't.
That's why we've had enough.
I know. So, you know, I'm looking around, but I just think it's Cho's Curls. Now, Cho's Curl and Trucker Tom are now going, God damn it, I want cake now.
That is, we should just rename the show Cake.
Cake!
Yeah, I want cake too.
Yeah.
How did one of you fuckers whip up a little cake and mail one over this way?
I know, but how long
and
is
Tom's
it?
Always posting about how he's cooking shit.
Let's go,
Sally. He's, make some cake. You're home with disability. Your baking skills aren't disabled. Let's go, Tom. Get with the program. You got the glasses. Now you can see the ingredients better. We want some cake.
I think that it would be nice if he could just, like, you know, like Ziploc a cake and FedEx it to
us.
We
can't trust Joe's girl with the cake because Joe's girl would give the cake to Joe and we would never see the cake.
We wouldn't know that a cake happened.
Exactly. So,
she would actually tell me something. How'd you like the cake in the chat? And I'd be like, what cake?
Exactly. And we'd just see Joe with crumbs hanging off his
face. You'd be brushing them off going, oh.
Yeah, Joe actually showed up 15 minutes later than usual. He was outside. He was just inhaling the cake.
He was just finishing the cake.
Exactly.
Nom, 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 nom. Hey, what's that? Is that icing on your chin? God damn it.
No. I was jerking off.
Oh.
You said sea monkeys and jizz.
Well, oh, now I see the jizz. Oh, I didn't want to see it. I don't want, just do that at home.
That's why Tom has to get with the program and make cake.
Yeah, you do. Can you make us cake and send it to us, Tom?
That would be very nice, Tom.
We would really like cake.
A cake would be delicious.
Well, he's mad because, you know, he can't eat cake, and now that's all we're talking about it, and he's mad.
Well, have a sugar-free cake.
Well, you can make, like, you know.
Yeah.
A lower version,
or make pie. I like pie. Make a natural fruit pie. I like pie, Tom.
Oh,
pie doesn't mail as well.
No, I think that would just be like smush. And
I do like pie.
Smush and jizz.
smush and, well, if you smush, you get jizz. Yeah. If you do it right.
If you're doing it right. Joe's girl said the cake that Joe got from Davin before Thanksgiving, she never even saw a crumb of it. She said, I shared mine with him. I bet you did. Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, so she shared her cake with Joe.
Yeah, and then he ate his by himself.
They only ordered one cake. I think they only ordered one cake, which I assumed was for Joe's girl.
Oh, I don't know.
Last year, Joe's girl ordered a cake.
Okay.
And this year, Joe took a cake. I didn't ask who it was for.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know, but it was like...
Once the cake leaves the house, it's really no longer
my... It's not your responsibility.
Once I collect the money for the child and the cake leaves the house, that's really where I exit the equation. What you animals do with it, really none of my business.
Go to bed with it and moan. That's what I did with that cake.
Well, Mr. Helix got a quiet night's sleep at least.
He was left alone for
sure,
a change.
Sure, he wanted to try to grab his junk and get rest.
Yeah.
That was a nice Marge Simpson Sisters.
Oh, thank you.
That was really... Yeah, that's creepy and hot.
Oh, she says the year before. That's what she's talking about. When they each had one.
Yeah, well, Joe's not
she shared
share.
He didn't.
Are you hello? Are you surprised?
No, no, no. Yeah. I'm not.
The only thing Joe shares is his bad temper.
That he shares freely with everyone.
Exactly.
Well, so do I.
Joe's not a sharer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will share cake.
You are very giving. You're a very giving person.
Thank you.
Nah, you always come here with treats.
Yeah, I mean, I try. I don't want to like demolish your diet, so it's not anything. Well, and I don't want to demolish his either because he has to watch.
His diet.
But so every once in a while, I'm like, oh, this is something fun.
I'm
you
not
know?
Dieting, but I am back to lifting copious amounts of weights.
Oh, really?
Well, look.
I am too. They're called each one of my butt cheeks. Oh,
no, today was like the first day of a workout I've done before. And I remember last time I did this workout, I couldn't straighten my arms.
Oh, yes, I remember.
So, like today, I was like running my biceps. Under the hot water, so they because it's just like
he has his arms out like Jesus.
No, that's
he's
what
like,
I'm doing.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Would you like me to sign something?
Yeah. here's the left.
No, because here it is. It's besides all the other work weights you do. You're doing regular curls. You're doing hammer curls. You're doing like I don't know what these are, like W curls. I don't know what these are called. Then you're doing upper curls and then lower curls. It's a lot of fucking curling.
Yeah, that's like,
so it's just like, it's just a lot, whatever.
A lot of curly. Well, I find that it, whenever I start something new and I'm using muscles in a way that I don't generally, there's going to be a lot of pain involved the next day. Especially the first day of like official weeding in the garden. Oh my God, my ass!
Well, yeah, but it's also Anal Tuesday.
So they
coincide.
Well, that's how. But see, that noise I was making—that's for Anal Tuesday. But then I was like, oh, and my thighs hurt too from the gardening. Oh my God, my ass!
So me being forgetful has once again bit me in the ass.
Oh, speaking of ass.
So I go away for 2 weeks, and I don't bring my baby aspirin, because I've been taking a baby aspirin, one baby aspirin a day since I went to the doctor for the physical 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I forgot it. So the wife nags. First of all, she's like, did you take your baby aspirin? I'm like, no. She's like, all right, well, when you see my mom, have her take you to get baby aspirin. I'm like, hello, I can go to CVS myself. I don't need an adult escort to buy baby aspirin. I'm enough man to buy my own baby aspirin. That was a real conversation, by the way.
Now, make sure she holds your hand when you cross the street, because you know how crazy people drive in those parking lots.
Exactly.
Make sure my mom brings you to get baby aspirin.
Seriously, and I met up with her mom, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But it's like, really? Okay. So I'm going to the pharmacist, and they don't have my baby aspirin.
Oh, okay.
At CVS, whatever that is. So I go to the pharmacist.
Yeah.
And like, well, you know, is this what you would take for your heart? And like, well, they've changed it now. They say that you shouldn't take it because it leads to more bleeding. Now baby aspirin is a blood thinner.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, so I won't get it now. I'll go these 2 weeks without baby aspirin. So I tell the wife.
Right.
And she's like, well, you should call the doctor. I'm like, well, I'm traveling. Can't you call the doctor? No, I'm not going to call the doctor for you. So your mother's got to take me to get aspirin, but you can't call the fucking doctor for me. Whatever. Fine. Call the goddamn doctor.
Well, now, it is kind of weird, though, that you want her to call the doctor when you're traveling, but you have a phone.
I don't have his number with me.
Oh, I see. It's not in your phone.
No. Okay. So instead, she's going to send me the number.
Take care of your own business.
Right, but don't you dare get a baby aspirin by yourself. You'll possibly fuck that up. So long story short, the doctor's like, oh, I gave that for cholesterol, which is really weird because I've never heard of baby aspirin for cholesterol. So I think he's just making up shit.
Never heard of that either.
But it's good. He pushes the drugs, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, aspirin is okay.
No, but I mean, when I was sick in Atlantis, you know, he made sure I got drugs because I was really ill. And the wife picked them up for me. So I like the fact he freely gives drugs. I'm a big fan.
I would like this doctor if he was really free with the Percocet and the Tylenol 3.
Maybe he will. So long story short, because he hasn't seen me in 3 years, I got to go for a fucking physical again on Friday.
Snap of the glove.
No, not that tight. My ass is fine, thank you.
No, well,
we've talked about this before. I'm still young enough. There's no reason to probe you fucking animals, you.
Turn and cough.
No.
Look, your prostate could be, like, having a little moment.
My prostate is fantastic, thank you.
How do you know?
Because it told me.
It told you. You have the only speaking prostate.
Well, I don't think it's the only speaking one. I think whistle.
Whistles. They don't whistle.
They make noises.
Is that what that is?
Sure, it's a prostate yawning in the morning. That's what that is. Yeah, so I fucked myself by being forgetful.
Yeah, I because now you have to go through the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, plastic love.
And here's the thing. The wife's coming with me.
Why?
Because she wants to get something looked at, too. So she's piggybacking on my doctor. So I can't even cut corners.
Wait a minute. Will they do that?
I don't see why not.
Well, they usually don't like that. They kind of like, go get your own appointments,
well,
sister.
Well, then she's SOL. Or she could take my appointment. And then I could just go up my little memory. I have a picture of health. I look fairly healthy.
My picture looks healthy.
No, I feel great. I feel, at 44, I feel fucking great.
Come here, let me feel you.
Yeah, feel an arm. Feel it? Bigger than it's been in a long time.
Whoa, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. The problem with me is when I lift weights, I don't fucking get that narrow V look. I look like a fire hydrant.
And you spray like one, too.
I most certainly do. Like, all of a sudden, like, even, like, fat shirt collars are buttoning for ties.
They are or they're not?
They're not.
What do you mean?
Because I broadened out my shoulder and back in my neck from all the rows and the shoulder exercise.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so it's like, I could get new clothes, but fuck it. I'm just not going to close the top button. I'll show you.
I'll show you who's boss.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. That's so annoying.
Yeah. So, all right. So, speaking of my mother-in-law, my first show on my tour.
You have to tell everybody where you were.
I was in Florida.
Yeah, I don't think you said so.
Well, you know what? If people listen to the end, they heard me plug the shows before we went.
Well, you know what? New show, new start.
Same shit we always do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
Thank
now that
you.
They know where you were.
Thank you. I was going to say.
Yeah.
But you cut me off.
I'm sorry. I was asked.
By who?
Chess Girl.
Oh, she wasn't here on the last show.
Yeah, she didn't know where you went.
And you know what? That shows she's not listening to the podcast, so shame on Joe's Girl.
No, she's got a life. She's here all the time.
No, she wasn't here for that last show.
Oh, my God.
All right. Listen, this is how liars get caught. They reveal themselves the more they talk. I'm not saying Joe's Girl's a liar. I'm not saying that at all.
You better watch.
No, I'm not saying that at all, but that's how you always catch liars, because they keep on fucking talking. Then you go, aha, that's what I do with the scammers and everything. They keep on talking. They give themselves away. So we've learned something about
it. Joe's Girl just said I was here last week.
Well, nobody else was Joe's Girl. That was the problem. Hey, where was Joe? Joe said he was doing a radio show last week.
Oh, wait a second. And no, 2 weeks ago, she was here. She didn't come in as herself because something happened with her login. She had to fix it, so she was anonymous.
Oh, well, nobody told me this, so this is not my fault.
Yes.
I prefer the fact that she thinks there was a show last week, and she was here, and there was no show, and Joe said he was doing a show last week. I prefer that because I feel that'll create more drama.
Oh, you know what? Tom, set her straight.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to have the secretary back. After months of hiatus, it's good to have Trucker Tom minding everybody, putting everybody in the right direction.
Well, we have the historian and the recording secretary here, so we can commence with our meeting.
Thank you. Can I commence with this fucking story?
Yes.
This is why you get fired. This is why.
This is why.
This is why you get no cake on Friday.
Ah, damn it.
No cake on Friday. I'm going to call your boss. He was going to get you like Drake's cakes, like Yankee Doodle shit. Not even the good shit. I'm going to go, no, she doesn't deserve it. No.
But I don't even want that shit.
You're not getting it.
I'd rather walk.
How do you like them apples? Which is what you will get, apples.
Apples are good.
So my first show's Sarasota. It's a one-nighter I put together. Mm-hmm. It was in a big country bar. They had never done comedy before. You know, I'll put these shows together when I got a tour. You know, I do it when I travel with Joe with somebody just to make a little extra money, extend the tour.
Yeah.
Put these in front of, like, clubs or in between off nights.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. So my mother-in-law lives in Sarasota, so she's nice enough to put the word out to her friends that I was performing in town.
Oh, cool.
Next thing I know, there's 20 seniors at this show.
Get out! That's great.
I'm doing bringer shows in Sarasota. Can't do them around the corner, but I'm doing them in Sarasota.
But that was so nice that she rallied the troops.
Amazing. These are all part of like my mother-in-law's community, so she's like friends with all of these people. So, and she's having her 75th birthday in a couple of weeks. But so I always feel like pressure when I perform at a venue I set up that has never done comedy before. But now I feel a lot of pressure.
Oh, okay.
Because like if I suck, my mother-in-law has to see these people.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. I know.
I mean, so she's got to hide her head.
Yeah.
You know, plus there's a birthday party going, yeah, that was real interesting what your son-in-law does.
Yeah, the things he said that we didn't like.
I don't know. I didn't like when he humped that bar stool. Yeah.
Oh, a new part of the act. I have to see this.
That's a hacky thing a lot of comics done. I will say I don't think I've ever humped a bar stool.
They hump the bar stool?
Yeah. They'll like mount it. Like they'll get on like sometimes on their belly and they'll just gyrate into the bar stool.
And is it part of a story about doing it in general?
No, their balls just itch. Yeah, it's part of a story. It usually involves fucking.
Yeah.
It's a hacky thing.
Yeah, all right.
You'll see some actually have their headshot, their picture with them wrapped around.
A bar stool?
A bar stool.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Proud of it.
But listen, it's not my thing. I've never done it. But anyway. But but it turns out they're half the crowd.
That's great.
Well, not great, because there should be more fucking people there.
Yeah.
Well, so fortunately, the show went very well. The club was very happy and said they would like to do this again and maybe advertise properly. How about you fucking advertise
properly?
How about
you did it in the first way? You know what? If they could only just... if you're going to try it, really try it.
Well, because I negotiated a low guarantee and two hotel rooms and a door deal on top of that.
Okay.
because I just wanted to make sure that we had something coming in, and it was worth it.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining, but it's the deal I negotiated. But because I put in such a low guarantee,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the impetus, which is why I don't normally do that.
Yeah.
But it worked out for us.
By the way, Tucker Tom says, oh, great, you performed for Hell's Grannies.
No, they were very nice, Tom. They were very lovely people. And grandpas, too.
Oh, nice. Now,
the horrible thing about this is, because, you know, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to meet these folks before the show.
Yeah.
Now, I have, besides running, here, first of all, I'm dealing with a Red Sox fan. And because the Red Sox just keep on spanking the Yankees, I can't even say shit.
Right.
So I just got to take it.
Yeah.
But one guy goes, oh, the Red Sox fan goes, oh, this is our century. I go, slow down.
Slow down.
It's early. Now, yeah. I could have said, well, how would you know? You're not going to see most of it. But I did not. I did not do that.
Oh.
I did not do that. I smiled and said, slow down.
Yeah.
We got a long way to go. But now I got to hear, before the show, usually something that's reserved for after the show, endless party jokes.
You know, street jokes. Yeah.
Because that's what people like to do, especially old people. Go, you can use it in your act. No, I
can't. I know. Oh, please. This is my world, too.
Your world, too?
Yes. People are like, oh, you know what you could say on the show? All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah, but that's just your brother.
No. Everybody does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
that's why we got to keep the show a secret. So it went really well. The club was really happy. So the mother-in-law receives like numerous messages about how much fun they had, how much they liked it, how funny I am. So there'll be no awkwardness next time I visit my mother-in-law.
I'm very relieved for you, but I wasn't afraid how that story was going to go.
Really? A room full of seniors? You weren't afraid?
Yeah, no. You know how to work with the crowd that's in front of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't worried that this was going to turn out badly, especially not when it's like, I know your mother-in-law. She's a really nice lady. I'm sure that she said to them, this is my son-in-law. We're going to have so much fun and everything. So they were like primed to have a good time. They weren't like they were sitting there with their arms crossed going, what has this fucker got to say?
No, they were a very lovely audience.
Yeah.
They were very lovely.
So,
but I was nervous because it's listen, if I eat my own dick on stage, all right, hopefully I'll never see anybody again. But then when there's like repercussions where like people that are invested in you and then you have like bragged about and brought people in, then you eat your dick on stage, well then that's a problem.
Oh yeah. I was in a community theater play and people that I worked with, like above me because I was new there, came to actually see my play, and they had come before to see a play and they really enjoyed it, so they were looking forward to this, and they came, and I was in a play that it was a real dog, and I didn't tell them about it, but they had enjoyed it before, so they're like, let's go see your play and surprise her.
Surprise you.
And they got surprised, and one of them wouldn't even come back and talk to me afterwards because she was a notoriously bad liar.
Well, it's like when you find out somebody has like terminal cancer, what do you say? What do you say?
That play wasn't quite on the level of like stage
four
cancer.
No, but it's uncomfortable. It's like
it was bad.
Yeah,
it was. I'm sure it was uncomfortable for them. They didn't know what to say to me, and I'm like, I wish you told me you were coming. I would have said save the drive for next time.
Speaking of terminal cancer, non sequitur.
Hmm.
Alex Trebek,
stage
4 pancreatic cancer. You know what?
Yeah.
Everybody's hoping the best like we always do. But then you hear these people go, well, if anybody can beat it, he can. Like, if you lose to cancer, you just didn't try.
What a stupid thing to say.
People say that shit all the time.
Yeah.
We, you know, he's going to beat it. Well, you know what? He wants to live. And like everybody with cancer, most people with cancer want to live.
Yes.
But if cancer beats him... It's not because he didn't try.
I know. It's like, really. It's like now you're looking down on the, those loser dyers.
Yeah.
You know? Like you didn't.
It always strikes me as wrong when people say that.
Yeah. I found that whenever it comes to death and dying, people just like you eat your dick on stage. They eat it right in front of you, trying to talk to you about.
I just say I'm sorry.
I do too.
I'm sorry.
Or I'll just say, you know what? There's not a good thing I can say to you. This just sucks.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You know, and you know, because platitudes.
Dead in 3 years. Who is Alex Trebek?
Wait a minute. What is that?
I made it in the form of a Jeopardy question.
Oh, God.
What? What?
Oh, God.
Listen, I used to have a Patrick Swayze cancer joke in my act.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a punishment joke. When the audience pissed me off, as they're wont to do.
And what do people do when you punish them with a Patrick Swayze beloved character actor?
They learned their lesson. I think the joke was he said, "Hey, nobody puts cancer in the corner."
Oh, God. That's brutal.
Listen, I have always had an antagonistic relationship with the people who pay to see me.
Yes, I know that. I know that.
And everybody else, too. So it's not just that.
Yes, I know that, too. Oh, man. It's brutal. You know what? As soon as I hear pancreatic cancer, and I'm not wishing the guy, you know, doom, but it's got such a low...
I don't know.
It's one of the worst. It's one of the deadliest.
It's not one of the good cancers.
Well, I mean, it's not one of the more survivable rate cancers.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My dad just got a test back cancer-free, so that's exciting. So,
oh, good.
So this was something I'd never seen before. Saturday night, I'm doing a show in Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
There's a guest spot there for the late show. He's going to do a five-minute guest spot.
Okay.
Nothing unusual about this.
Happens.
What is unusual is that his very pregnant wife, his very pregnant girlfriend, just dilated.
What? There?
Well, no, not there. At home.
Oh, okay.
At home.
Okay, I'm like, hey, so did you hear the one about the tuba and the elephant? My water just broke!
It's not water breaking, it's dilating.
I know, I'm just saying.
From what I gather, the hospital's a couple of hours away.
Uh-oh, he's not coming to the show.
No, he's there.
Oh.
He's there.
He needs to leave.
No, he has left his just dilated girlfriend to do a free 5-minute guest spot.
I was just going to say, if they were married, divorce soon.
Girlfriend, as it turns out, from what I gather.
His
third child, not with the same woman, I don't think.
Not right.
No.
No. Bad choice.
I agree.
Bad.
Listen, I understand the allure of the stage. Believe me.
But for a 5-minute free spot, the girlfriend's like dilating, going into labor, and he's there.
Now, but just because a woman dilates doesn't mean
it's right away.
But it can be right away. You don't know.
But get to stepping.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think. And like I said, so the hospital's is a few hours away. So when my wife started feeling close contractions, I was working at Hawk Comedy Club in Midtown, and we lived up here, where we live now, so an hour, 15 minutes away. I was on stage actually hosting two shows simultaneously. I was the MC.
Oh, no.
I was finishing up one show, and I was just starting another show, but I was hosting shows simultaneously, which is really hard to do. You got to keep everything straight. So, wife calls the club, which she never does.
Right.
Wife calls the club, says, hey, contractions are getting closer. They tell me, I leave. Guess who's no longer hosting two shows?
Yeah.
Guess who? In the middle of paid spots at a club where I am all the time and I want to be there.
Right.
Paid, part of their regular rotation. Hasta la pasta, gots to go.
Right.
Because you go. Now, we didn't wind up going to the hospital, which was an hour plus wait till the next morning, but you get your ass home.
You get your ass home because you don't go, you know what, I'm just going to finish this up and then I'll come home. No.
It's time to
go. No. There are certain times where, every once in a while, something would happen. If I don't feel well and I'm like, or various things happen with my brother and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with him to the ER. And, you know, Mr. Hillocks would be like, do you want me to come with you? And I'm like, no, because.
You know, we come separately here. Sometimes not even the same house. Would you like me to sign your chest so you can come more quickly?
It's so wrong.
Are you new?
No. So, you know, but I'll be like, it depends on what it is. I'm like, I need you here with me. Or I'll be like, no, come on. We're just, it's just going to be a lot of me sitting around drinking terrible coffee, you know.
That's the part that really annoys you.
Talking to nurses.
The low quality
the
coffee.
Bad coffee in the hospital. God damn it.
I know what scratches you where you itch.
Actually, you know what? If you can get it during the cafeteria open period, the coffee's not bad there. But,
the more you know. Life hack by Pippi Ellings.
But, so it's like, it's not like you have to sit next to me with every, I'm a big girl. I can handle a lot of stuff. But there's.
And Cox.
Yeah. You know what?
I've always said that Pippi Ellings team player. Goer. That girl doesn't have any quit in her.
I'm holding up my hands like I've got two cocks.
Very
and,
small
cocks,
though, because the fists are very close.
Oh, well, no, I just like to. Tight.
All right, we don't like that.
Okay. No?
No.
Oh.
No. No. You're hurting it. That's not how it's done.
I'm hurting the imaginary cock.
Yes, and I'm feeling the imaginary pain. Knock it off. No more cocks for you.
So my point is that...
That wasn't the point.
No, that wasn't the point at all. That wasn't the tip, even. Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So... There, you know, it's not like every single thing, even like, you know, hospital stuff or something. I mean, like if I'm getting stitches because something happened, you know, and I let Mr. Helix know, I'm like, no, you don't have to come down here. I'll be home soon. You know, it's not like everything is an emergency. If I'm pushing a child out of my body, I don't care what stage it is. Get your ass over here.
I think that's the move.
Yes.
So, so anyway, getting back to this. So after the show, after his set, not even after the show, after his set. So he does his set,
right?
Which, quite honestly, we could have lived without.
I had a feeling that was going to be.
After the set, does he leave? Nah, he's sitting at the bar having a couple more beers.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh God, I hate this guy. I haven't even met him. I hate him.
I'll tell you what. He better hope this comedy thing pays off because relationships is not his thing.
Trucker Tom says, I'll take ways to guarantee paying child support for 18 years for $1,000, Alex.
Oh, well, I hope Alex is here to play that game with you, Tom.
Joe's Girl's a great category.
You gotta go.
Sea monkeys
and jizz. Sea monkeys and jizz.
Where's Joe Curry? There he is.
2 weeks we haven't been able to say that. There's our pal.
I know, but we did it really in unison, very well.
Well.
If I can,
we practiced.
Break my arms.
I called you like every day in Florida. We rehearsed.
Well, you know, it maybe
still stinks.
Yeah.
Well, it's sea monkeys and jizz. It's not perfume, stupid. Hi, pal.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
You know, by the way, my brother's stump is nice and healed, and it looks just like the top of Joe's head now. Perfect.
2 weeks. You got to fucking compare him to like a fucking appendage that's no longer there.
I just saw it yesterday. It's perfectly clean and round and smooth. It's good. It's healing.
Like a wax testicle, Joe.
I would have been more enthusiastic if it was compared to my scalp, but nonetheless, good. Very good for your brother. Glad
I'm sorry,
to hear
but
it.
Your head looks nice and healthy.
Joe hasn't butchered himself this week. We're looking good. Joe took the time to do it properly for a change.
Yeah, there was no sandpaper.
Being drunk on Jack Daniels and trying to hatchet himself on a Monday morning before work.
Yeah, there's no sandpaper involved, so he looks perfectly nice.
Apparently, we're the reason why Joe butchers himself. We give him enough time, he can wax himself properly.
Oh, wait, so it's us?
It could be. He looks nice and refreshed. At least his head does.
Well, yeah, because you had time away from us.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
This is the forum for it.
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to tell us something, tell us now.
No, I had a very nice Friday with Anthony, with Dave Landau and who's Anthony Cumia's co-host, and Ant was there. We took very nice picture. My buddy
saw that.
Yeah, the picture that we posted.
I even gave it a like.
My buddy took a picture of. Came out very nice and
real
stuff
nice.
Like that.
You didn't look like Frankenstein. There was nobody chasing you, no pitchforks,
right.
No flames.
John Blend, who used to be the entertainment paper, one of the big entertainment papers, but he's still very big, you know, with the entertainment, comes by a lot of the comedy shows and stuff like that, takes a lot of random pictures of us on stage at the clubs.
Yeah.
Comes out fine. We have a photographer come down at a Fragile Sky gig last month to take pictures.
Do I have to cue up the You Stink music?
No. I don't know.
Because it kind of shifted.
I'm in trouble in a band as it is right now anyway.
Oh!
Joe in another form of band.
Yeah. No.
So you're looking down at your fingers when the guy's coming around.
Yeah, but what you do is when the guy comes around, I take the picture. All right, look, I'll just look and I'll make sure I look okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means you're actually actively looking for the guy. Isn't his job to make sure he gets you at the right time?
You would think, but you're trying to make it the right time. Because, yeah, I'm always looking down at pictures because I'm looking. I got to look down at the thing.
Yeah.
That's where
we're not Liberace.
No. So, you know, and I'm like, the pictures of me. I was not happy with.
No, I. Whenever I'm looking down, it's like double chin city, and
yeah,
I am not happy.
They should Photoshop Elton John into your place.
Elton John joined the band.
Sure, help you get some press.
So I'm looking at, and we're getting everything together because we got the four songs that we're putting out in a package and stuff like that, and then I see the final proof, and I'm like, I look. That's god awful. So I went back to Mike and I go, look, can I look at it, get another picture? We'll make it quick. So I, you know, he goes, how about this one? I'm like, this one looks all right. It's okay. But it's like, I never, and in pictures in Sexy Susan, I always look fine. Like I said, John Glenn will be at the club, take a random couple of pictures. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, does everybody else look good?
Yeah, I guess. You know, Mike and Joe Melendez, all these singer look cool. You know, a bass player look okay, a drummer look cool. Me, I guess.
So why can't he just like, why before you guys send this out, why can't he just come back and just do a stage shot? Well, it looks like it's live, but it'll be staged. Why can't you just do that? It's not like a fucking Chinese democracy where people are waiting 20 years for the new Fragile Sky album. If it'll make you happier and it looks better, why not do that? You're a member of the band.
You know what? We're just trying to get this thing done because we have this show coming up on March 30th on the island.
And you want to have something to hand out.
And we want to have something to hand out, so it had
so,
to
but
go.
Even if you handed out this... that for this show, he could still come back. So you have.
We have another photographer. Apparently, going back and forth today, we have a photographer that's going to be there that night.
You guys should probably do some stage shots though that look live, because you know when they did the old MTV videos and it looked live, they weren't live. They just had some people in there and it was all staged and everything. If you want it to look good and you're unhappy, you know, because you should be concentrating on your fingers because you need them, you know. Yeah. I mean, why not do this? So everybody looks as good as possible. You'll probably get better shots. You know, the lead singer could look like he's really nailing it. The guitarist could look like he's really shredding it. You won't look like a fucking Oompa Loompa or whatever the fuck you look like.
I look like Fred Mertz joined a rock band. Is what I look. Hey, Rick, I'm going to play in Fragile Sky. Let it go, Fred. Maybe you guys could come to the club. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, but I feel like the anger is displaced there. I feel like your parents are to blame for that.
No, but it's... But it's, and I thought it, I go, all right, maybe that's the way, you know, I'm getting older, I guess
no,
it is.
No, not you, Precious. You look good.
Shut up. So I go, I guess I'm getting, maybe that's the way to, but I'll look at shots.
You're starting to look like a landlord.
I'm still looking at shots with, you know, like I said, I looked at shots, you know, with Sexy Susan, I don't look bad. I looked at shots like John Blennelby at the clubs. Taking random shots. I look fine there. You know, we take a shot.
Because you're looking up. At the comedy club, you're looking up. He's getting your face. He's taking a straight-on shot. You're not looking down.
Yeah. But I
By the way, though, looking down, way better than looking up. At least for me, anyway. Looking up, all of a sudden, your face blows up like a goddamn puffer.
No, looking down, it's got your chins.
Yeah.
Your chin
I don't got that one. I try to look down.
No, you
got
to look down. And
looking up,
like
you're
that.
Just like all chin. It's like it's someplace in the middle.
No, I don't look up. I look down.
You know,
like, give that little.
You gotta look slightly down, but turn your eyes up like Lady Di.
I gotta remember to keep putting people in front of me when they want to take these fucking group pictures. I forget and stop doing the side angle. Keep on fucking remember straight on, maybe a broad in front of me. That'd be perfect.
You gotta run with what you brung.
Exactly. Well, I'm happy with what I brung, so I want to run with something else.
You know, it's like if you're at the club, can we take a picture? But we can't make it like an MTV shoot where you gotta get the most beautiful people. Can you lay you chicks at the bar? Come on over here. We're gonna take a picture.
I think I should. I deserve it. You want to take a picture with me?
Yeah. I do that all the time when we're out someplace, and if it's someplace that people are inclined to dress in costume or dress sexy, I'll grab two girls and go, would you pose with my husband? Yeah. I do that all the time.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. No, when we were in Scotland, all of a sudden we are at a castle.
Your family pictures are not supposed to be of your husband with somebody else's family.
Yeah, oh. In lieu of.
No, hot chicks, not somebody else's family. There were these.
So what, do you want him to look at them enviously and then look at you angrily?
No.
But he looks back at, look at who I was posing next to, and then I had to go home to you.
No, we were in Scotland, and bizarrely, there were these hot Asian chicks in little kilts, like short kilts.
Joe just saw them in Madison Square Garden.
Baby metal.
Yeah, like that. But there was a whole bunch of them, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And they were taking pictures for themselves, and I'm like, ah.
Because they're Asians on a foreign land.
I know, so I grabbed two of them, and I go, would two of you girls come over, and I suck up. Oh, you're so pretty. Would two of you come and pose in a picture with my husband? They're like, oh, okay.
What, like he just bought them?
No,
he's not Robert Kraft. What is wrong with you?
No, he puts his arms out like, look
like
at me.
Robert Kraft.
No, it is hilarious, and he posts them on Facebook, and it's like, look at me. He looks like...
What a weird... I'm going away with these fucking animals in a few months.
I'll probably do it there.
I will have some stories to report, Joe.
You're going in April, right?
June,
okay.
You invited.
I understand.
The first time we did that, we were at a car show, and these girls were dressed up in these 50s outfits. They were gorgeous. And so I just said to them, I was like, hey, girls, you look so pretty. Could you, for a goof, could you come over and pose
for
a picture with my husband?
Does he, like, take pictures for a goof of, like, you blowing some well-hung guy? You know, just put that in the family scrapbook, too?
No,
just
those
for
are
goof.
Those are videos.
The family scrapbook.
Oh, here's my honey blowing this guy. Oh, Scotland was a good time. The one well-hung Scotsman. Oh, it was a good time.
Aye.
No, Scotland.
We've got the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, nobody's seen that either.
Oh, God.
So that was the story of the comedian with the dilated wife. So then we got this story. Get through this shit, why not? So suddenly,
just call the show.
Well, this one I was actually messaging back and forth with Joe on Facebook. So Sunday, there's a show in Fort Myers for a Jewish temple. It's at the club.
Okay.
So I knew I had to keep it clean, which is not a problem. A few days before the show, their owner asked me to do a little less political jokes. That's fine.
Okay.
Clubs are scared of political jokes, which is amazing because traditionally stand-up comedy has been very important in cutting down our elected leaders. Regardless of party or what position they had, stand-up comedy, if you made an ass of yourself, comedians were there to point it out.
Absolutely.
That's really what, you know, a big thing of stand-up comedy.
That was like Carson's career.
Right. But I never heard of any of this shit with any other president. I've talked about this before. I've been doing comedy since Clinton, so I didn't hear about it with Clinton, W, Obama. Only Trump do I hear, can you not do politics? Mr. Politically Incorrect, Mr. Tell It Like It Is,
it's
Mr.
Not
finally
allowed
somebody who's not afraid, and now all of a sudden fucking audiences are afraid, which means clubs are afraid.
I don't know if they're afraid. Maybe there's just been so much.
They're afraid. They are afraid of the complaint. Just like, you know, you can't say the N-word. You know, they're afraid of that. They're afraid, God forbid, somebody complains. That's what it's all about. They don't want complaints. Mm-hmm. There's not so much, because then you're assuming everybody's doing the same joke with the same take. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case.
Well, everybody's really thin-skinned now, from one side to the other, about various things.
Right, but it was supposed to be different with this guy. The guy made fun of a handicapped guy. The guy made fun of a handicapped guy, and he became president. So I say, listen, people, if I say jokes tonight that offend you, I'm not a comedian. I'm running for office. And I used to get applause breaks for that.
He wasn't actually making fun of him. That's the gesticulation he does for anybody. And he had the video, all sorts of different videos showing him doing that goof. But
it doesn't make it better. When you do the universal making fun of a handicapped person and there's multiple takes of it, doesn't make it better, Joe. Not a better defense. It's like, well, you know, the one guy, one time you were talking to the Asian guy and you squinted your eyes back, and then we have multiple takes of you doing Asian impressions with you squinting your eyes back. It doesn't really help.
You have your best of Asian guy reel.
Yeah, you know, at some point you go, okay, we're not 12.
Well, that was just that was his imitation of the upset complaining guy. That was
he should look in the mirror. He's the upset complaining guy. Has he seen his Twitter feed? My impression of the upset complaining guy is my impression of Donald Trump. But anyway, so when I walk into the club, the guy who hired the comedy club pulls me aside and says, no politics.
Oh.
Now, the first 15, 20 minutes of my act is a lot of politics in current events.
Yeah.
So I tell the guy, I go, it's a big part of my act, and I don't preach up there. That's what I don't do. You know, the things I do here, I don't really preach here, but I certainly have a stronger opinion here. What?
So you can build a pulpit right there.
Oh, good.
Reverend.
Good. Give me your Bible. I'll fucking sign it, you animal.
Would you sign Joe's boob?
I'll sign his fucking head, since it reminds him of your brother's stump.
I was just saying how nice and clean and smooth and healthy. Fantastic.
This way you can take a picture and bring it back to the house. If you want him, he can come by and sign. Look how it looks.
Take a picture, fucking put it in the Fragile Sky album. But no, I don't. Like, on the radio show, I'll have a stronger opinion. On Facebook, I have a stronger opinion. In my act, I know how to kind of, you know, I have opinions, but I know how to walk the line. I got opinions on a lot of things.
Yeah, you do it differently when you're doing your act than here.
Exactly.
Well, because when you're on stage, because I do my political stuff, you have to be in the middle. Here we state our opinions.
Right.
It's a comedy show, but it's also a policy show.
Here the boss isn't going to go, I don't want to hear your opinion. Somebody might got offended.
Well, it depends on what mood the boss is in.
No, I'll just tell you to dummy up. It's not because of your opinion, because you're fucking annoying. That's the difference.
No, you'll say, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
He's good at spinning shit, too.
No, I'm rehashing an argument from 3 years ago.
I know.
It's called a car ride.
We got one of those coming up.
It's coming up.
Oh, God.
Topics.
There's a time and a place.
Give me your funny. Check your weapons right now.
Exactly. So I go, listen, I go, I don't preach up there. He said, I heard you do anti-Trump stuff. I said, who would you hear that from? He said, somebody. I said, I don't do any anti-anything on stage.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not anti-Trump, it's not anti-Hillary, it's not anti-anything. I'm making fun of everybody.
Right.
And doing it in a fucking attitude. So it's unnerving when you tell a comic right before he goes on stage.
Don't do half of your act.
Right.
Jesus.
Right. So now I'm fucking freaked
no,
out.
No, not at this show. They don't believe in him either.
It's true. So now I'm freaked out.
Of course.
So the owner's like, well, I mean, I guess he could do it. I'm like, no, I don't want you to lose the account over it.
Right, but it's...
I don't know why, like I wrote you, I don't know why you get freaked out. It was like when we were doing the church show. God, it's got to be 3 years already. And you were freaking out.
No, I wasn't. I knew what church. I knew ahead of time what I could do on that show.
Yeah, you did fine.
But I knew ahead of time.
No, you didn't. You knew at the last minute.
I knew it was a church.
Yeah, but you kind of you didn't realize that. Oh, I got to be clean. I got to, and you did. I'm not damning you because you did fine. And I was. That's what I was telling you the night at this gig. Calm down. You'll be fine. Just alter your stuff, and you know.
But here's the thing. If I would have known earlier in the day, I could have looked over older stuff.
Yeah,
I could have brought other stuff into the act because I got plenty of stuff. But when the opening of my act is 15 to 20 minutes, and I already knew I was going to edit stuff out anyway to keep it clean and inoffensive. But now you tell me I can't talk about a big topic. You can't talk about it at all.
A broad spectrum of things.
Right. So I'm like, no, don't worry. I tell the owner, no, don't worry about it. I'm kind of freaked out. My feature's been going short, you know, 25
minutes. Oh, okay. Oh, that's great, too, because you don't have – because if you're closing and they hit you with that, all right, I got 25 to 30 minutes – to look over notes, to figure it out, to get an idea of the room.
Yeah. Because
he does very good crowd work, so I can get a, you know.
Yeah.
I got 25 minutes to figure it out. You know, a lot of times, 25 minutes will work, you know. But if he's got a feature that's cutting it short.
Well, the feature had been doing, I told him, because this is his first time really featuring.
Right.
I told him, I go, listen, oh, for the week, I go, if you cut it short, I'll fill in the time. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay.
But not tonight.
Not tonight.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, right. You listen to me. You
you motherfucker. You ride that.
You keep talking.
Well, I sit here and look over your shit for the past 8 years.
I didn't have anything to look over. I didn't have notes with me. I'm not like you who carries like a notebook. I got all my shit on a computer.
Yeah.
So all my stuff would have been is at the hotel room. I got nothing to look over.
Oh, my God.
Just my
God.
Facebook page. That's all
God.
I have to look over.
These are the stress nightmares I have. Oh, my God.
She's rubbing your tits. Quick, Joe, help her with that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Get on that.
Yes, sir, boss.
Yes, sir.
Hold on there, Pip. I'm going to rub them tits. Looks like things are getting stressful for stupid down in Florida. I got to rub your tits now.
I don't know why you needed that black stereotypical voice to do that.
That's the Rochester voice from Benny, Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. I don't know. I don't know when Jack Benny rubbing my boobs either.
Just you. Just
Rochester.
Rochester.
So now I got to do 50 minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
Instead of, what, you know, whatever. But I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm.
This better be a very entertaining crowd.
Thank God you're very good at crowd work.
I didn't do a ton of crowd work. Thank you, Joe.
Really?
I didn't do a ton of crowd work. No,
I would have figured.
It went really, really, really well.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, listen, it turns out I'm finding more and more old ladies like me. Like,
does he remind you of the grandson?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You're a little babushka.
I'm not Russian. That's your guy. But so, and I had like plenty of material to spare. It went really well. So, but at the end of the show, I go to the guy, I go, listen, what's the matter? Did we lose sound again?
No.
Your jaw dropped.
Yeah, I know, because it just erased everything I just wrote. I'm like, fucker.
Finally, somebody's editing this shit. I tell the guy, I go, listen, I go, I don't know who you heard, what you heard, but what you heard is wrong. I go, but you shouldn't, I go, these people would have loved the jokes. They would have loved this stuff.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't tell a comic right before he goes on to change direct. It's just wrong. I told the guy.
Yeah.
So, and then there was poor Charlotte. Oh, so the only person I offended with all the political stuff, because this is Trump country I'm playing in.
Yeah.
This is the West Coast of Florida. This is his stronghold. Like, when the snowbirds come in, you know, then it gets a little bit more liberal because they're coming up from the north.
Right.
But a lot of the locals in this region are, it's Trump country, which is fine. I play this shit all over the place. So the only one who was offended the whole week in Fort Myers was this drunken woman who sounded like she was sucking on an exhaust pipe. She was like yelling out shit at my feature, and he was trying to ignore her, but she was complimentary. But I guess she didn't like that I was talking about Trump, so she's like, I don't like what he's talking about. So then she sat at the bar and drank a couple more, and then she passed out in the parking lot. So,
oh, my God.
Now she's out of your hair.
Exactly.
So what are you complaining about?
Exactly. So then I go to Port Charlotte. Now, this is a gig I did regularly years ago when it was owned by somebody else. The old owner really liked me. The rules were very restrictive. He did not want me to upset another one. They don't want me to upset the old folks. I said in Florida. I go, Florida. Where
don't agitate the gray hairs or the blue hairs.
Yeah, but this guy was clean and nice.
Yeah.
But in Florida, where they're born at 70.
Right.
So basically, the rules are like, don't say fuck. That's what it is.
Okay.
So, but I heard like many features like we get fired before the weekend. They get fired on Wednesday or Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. So I've never been there since the new owner because I can't afford to perform there because they just feature me there. I can't really afford it. But I tied it on with my week before, which I made lucrative. So it was worthwhile for me. So I had no idea. Turns out the owner of the club calls the agency and asks about me because he's never seen me before.
Okay.
It turns out he's not been happy with 8 out of his last 10 features.
Oh, Jesus.
That is not a good ratio.
Oh, boy, no.
But the agency gave them a glowing review of me.
Good.
Yeah, no, you know, we better fucking move me up to headliner. That'd be better.
Yeah, that would be better. But still, at least they got your back.
Exactly, which was nice. So I did the first set on Wednesday. One fuck slipped out.
Oops.
Yeah, which the owner brought to my attention.
Yeah. Was he sitting there with a pad and a pencil?
Essentially, yes.
I know, really. It's like, well, our wire keeps slipping out, too. Everything's slipping out tonight.
I understand.
You know what, though? In his defense, he probably has to deal with these old biddies that come in there.
It's a comedy club.
You know, that's what the people are, you know, that's what the crowd is generally.
Well,
generally.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Gotcha.
But because we got to talk about what's going on in these clubs. But I'm like, all right. But he goes, no, that was great. He goes, I think you're the first feature I ever watched the whole show.
Really? That's nice.
And counted every word.
Meanwhile, the headliner can say fuck as much as he wants, but whatever.
Welcome to the old brokerage with Gary Smith.
So what did I want? So at the end of the week, the owner said he was concerned because I have this joke. I believe you should support the president. If people say you support the president, that's why, ladies, after the show, I'll be out in the parking lot grabbing pussies.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It always gets a good laugh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too anti-Trump.
No.
He fucking said it.
It's owning what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then it's like, yeah, you know, I got nervous with that. And apparently, like, I'm the edgiest fucking feature they've ever had. Maybe the edgiest act. I don't know.
Whoa.
Like, they gave me more leeway than they give anybody with the political shit again.
Okay.
But he's like, well, you know, maybe you could have said vajayjay. I'm like, but he didn't say vajayjay. He
right.
said pussy.
Yeah.
I'm not making it dirtier than what he said. I'm quoting what the man said.
News reports said pussy.
CNN couldn't say pussy enough.
I agree.
It was the first time Don Lemon had pussy on his lips. I assure you. Anderson Cooper, too.
You might have to do that in your act after the joke. And go, I got in trouble because that line, that's the first time. Everybody, that's the first time Don Lemon ever had pussy on his lips. That's a great
that's
line.
Great.
Tell a story.
Well, maybe. Write it down for me.
Yeah.
Assistant.
Get on that girl. Show on hand their tits. She's writing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, why? It doesn't even make sense why you would edit that. Like, he's like, but nobody complained. I go, no, nobody complained because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And here's what it is. I think I don't know if I said this before. Crowd work and political stuff have become the same thing. People see people who don't know what they're doing
right. Do
it, and then they think, you shouldn't do crowd work. You shouldn't do politics. No, you shouldn't hire people who don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what? And even if it is done wrong, all right, then don't bring them back to the club. But people should not complain about shit. We've gotten too much to catering that we can't upset anybody. No, comedy clubs are supposed to upset people. They don't have to. You can have comics that are going to give you a great time, and they're not going to be offensive, and that's fine. And they're very funny, and they're talented, and that's great.
Yeah, you know,
but not everybody's Jerry Seinfeld.
I think the way it is now is that it's not the clubs. It's that the people now are just looking to be offended by anything.
Right, but it's the clubs who make the call.
Yeah.
You know, I told you the story of Myrtle Beach, who was owned by a Trump fan, who told the guy, wait, we both voted for the same guy. We're the last people who should be offended by words. That guy, Jamie, got it right. Jamie gets the shit. That's the response. It's fucking words.
You know, the funny thing is, like, when I'm at Governor's or at those clubs, and John Truce and the Booker's, like, emceeing a show, he'll go, Curry, you're up next. Go start a riot. You know, they got it.
Are you the edgy guy?
No, some nights, yeah. Actually,
I've never thought of you as edgy. Yeah. I mean, I don't think of you as milquetoast. I don't want to imply that. But I never go, oh, there's Joe that rabble-rouser.
No,
he's going to push buttons tonight. I've never thought that watching
you. I go up with more of the, you know, more of a political slant or what, you know.
But you're playing to Long Island, and they all think like you do. I mean, you're not going to piss off too many liberals at the club you're playing.
Well, then you just answer the question. You know, why, you know, I go up and it's, I, you know, I do well. And I was like, go up, start a riot. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, why would that start a riot? Unless it's a positive
riot.
Because
I get them worked up. I get them worked
what
up.
What jokes work them up?
You know, like the Trump jokes I do, the words that you can't say anymore bit.
What, retard?
Yeah. You know,
that works them up? Yeah. It's about fucking people suck. Why don't they just fucking drive into telephone poles and stay off the road so you can get here quicker?
Why, what's wrong with that?
That they would get worked up.
No, it's not. They're not riled up. I mean, I had the best compliment I ever got where there were these.
We don't want you to die.
Yeah. African American woman come out. You know, we're doing the meet and greet, and these African American women come out, and they go, "You sound like an angry black woman," and I go, "I love you."
You sound like
settle
an
down,
angry...
Diamonds and Silk.
Yeah. Funny.
Trucker Tom says it's the entitlement of these douchebags that think the world revolves around them, and they think that if they are offended, no one else should hear the joke.
I agree with that, Tom. Yeah. But the problem is the clubs are catering to it.
Yeah,
and it's been going on for a while. It's been going on for years. It's just getting worse. And it's not a left or a right thing. It's not one side feels more entitled than the other and doesn't. No, it's just fucking people think it all has to be catered to them, like Tom said. And the clubs need to stop powdering their ass and go, you're going to hear some shit you don't like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that there's just the entitlement of people in general. They think that everything's for them, about them. Nobody else gets to see it or do it or listen
to
it.
Tom seen me get in trouble for shit that wasn't even offensive. Yeah. I mean, when the last time I was in Michigan with Tom, I got in trouble. I haven't worked for that agency. Yeah, and that was a good friend of mine.
Really?
What'd you do there?
We talked about this years ago. Like, they told me to keep it clean. So I did keep it clean. But then there was something I did with a Catholic priest and little boys. And that offended me. But wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That's not clean.
I'm not the one fucking diddling the little boys. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at your fucking priest.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But he should have said, well, there's people from the Catholic Church here. Don't do priest stuff. Because that's been said to me before. And then you know what? I don't do priest stuff.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They can't take it, the truth.
No. How about people stop doing wretched shit, and then I'll stop making jokes about it? It's really fucking easy.
Tom said, tough shit. It should be a rule that if you get easily offended, stay home. Don't go to the comedy club. Clown said you did a joke about big black cock, but you didn't.
That's a second. I thought that was what happened to me in Ocean City, Maryland.
Well, you know that Tom is the recording secretary.
I
know.
I'm notorious around the country.
Me and my big black cock. You can't have us anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm glad Tom's keeping notes of this shit.
Tom keeps notes of everything.
That's why I have
and
Tom
now he's got glasses so he can read back the notes clearer.
Oh, really?
It was clock. Oh, he misread it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's it.
It's a big black clock, Tom. Not
yeah.
Clock.
Grandfather, even.
We got to stop with this. And these places will have signs that you walk in. Oh, you might hear things that offend you, this, that, the other. Nobody stands by. They're afraid of losing one fucking thing. One cover.
One person. Shut up.
So, that's that.
Yes.
All right. I'm tired of catering to everybody's bullshit.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But here's what I do now, which is what's working for me. First of all, you know me. I will not have it with an audience. And my patience is much shorter than it used to be.
Yes.
If they start ooing me,
yeah.
I tell them, I go, I feed off their oohs. And if they do it again, I go, you only make me grow stronger. I actually acted out something. Oh, like a shower. Like, fucking come on. Ooh, I'll do the Hulk Hogan. Like, let them fucking know you can ooh all you want. It does not fucking deter me.
Yes.
Because I'm going to talk about horrible shit.
That's my point.
One of the last shows, I go, listen, you folks keep it up. I got a lot more kid toucher material we can cover.
Did they laugh at that point?
Yeah, but they didn't know I did. It used to be I used to threaten them with terrorist material. I had a nice chunk of terrorist material.
Yeah.
Before that, it was the Patrick Swayze cancer joke. I always have shit to make them realize this can get a lot worse.
God.
What? Is that not the right way to approach entertaining an audience?
Oh, sure.
The Patrick Swayze
cancer
joke.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear that?
No.
Oh, I told it. I'll tell it again. You know when he had cancer.
Yeah.
It was. I think it was basically, Patrick Swayze says nobody puts cancer in the corner.
And the terrible.
Why are you shaking your head?
I know.
Why, Joe?
That's awful.
But it serves a purpose, right?
Okay.
It gets people laughing and pissed off. So they know, you know, if they don't fucking get on board, there's more of that awfulness coming. Like, they don't understand. understand. And I tell them straight. I go, I am an asshole. I'm not like these other guys. I'm an asshole. I tell them, I go, get on board. I go, I have a lot of topics to cover and not a lot of time to do it in.
Oh, my God.
I tell them, I go, we are going to move quickly. Let's go. I chastise the ones that don't get this shit. And I think it puts them at ease. They go, okay, we're going to laugh at awful shit. Let's go.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It works. It works because I'm not because the club's gonna powder their ass. I am no longer powdering their ass on my time on that stage. It's not fucking happening anymore.
You're like the Mr. Hand of comedy.
Yes.
My name is Mr. Hand.
Oh yes.
From the Ridgemont High.
Yeah, oh, that
this
guy.
Is
yeah.
Our time.
Is that wrong though?
No.
You've seen me do it. I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Trucker Tom says I had some asshole bitch at me during a DJ gig. I shut him up by reminding him that I have the mic and I will always be louder than you.
That's an old comic thing to do.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, I got the mic, asshole. Who has the mic wins unless they find the power cord. Then not so much.
And you're fucked.
The one who has the power cord wins.
Yes.
But up until if they don't realize that they should look for the power cord, you win.
Oh, I just hate the people that are like, oh, I can be funny. Oh yeah, you had some beer courage, and so now all of a sudden you're going to be the show. Go fuck yourself.
Well, we're going to talk about people who think they can be funny because Joe wrote an interesting blog that we will touch on later on when we get to the Stormy Daniels story.
We're going
to
touch your blog later, Joe.
Oh boy. Well, I touch your tits.
Yeah. So fair's fair.
Fair's fair.
Right.
We're like orangutans grooming each other.
leave the president's parents out
grooming?
Of this.
That's what we're calling it?
Bill Maher joke. Remember that? He called Donald Trump an orangutan?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And Donald Trump fucking sued him. No, the son of orangutan.
That's oh, that's right.
And
that's
Donald
right.
Trump
sued him.
Of course he did. Because he doesn't understand comedy with a K.
I would say that because J.J. Boyd was posting something about Trump having no sense of humor. And I wrote on it, I go, look, I go, there's no argument in it. No, he doesn't. He has no fucking sense of humor.
The amazing thing is, the things he says people think are funny. It's
well,
like
shit that cracks me up, but you know he doesn't.
His whole essence cracks me up, like this whole aura, the whole fucking show makes me laugh.
Ugh.
But there's very rarely. I'm not gonna say never because I'm sure there's been some. But it's like the thing with the Tim Cook thing. Like he meant to call the guy Tim Apple. It's not even a fucking story. Only Donald Trump obsesses about that. You didn't hear this?
No.
No.
So he's got Tim Cook from Apple in.
Right.
And they have this meeting and the cameras are there. And everything, and by mistake, he calls him Tim Apple. Okay.
Okay.
And the news picks up on it. Why? I don't know. Because, and then again, like I said, people hate the liberals in the media. It's shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, he misspoke. That I wouldn't even bother with that.
Exactly. So I get, so bad on them, why this is even a fucking thing. Yeah. But then worse on Trump, who's got a fucking life. First he says, I didn't say it, even though there's video of him fucking saying it.
Well, yeah, but he says that all the time.
Right. And then he goes, well, I meant to say it. I was trying to save words. Because if you think one thing about President Trump, especially after the 2.5-hour speech at CPAC, he's very condensed with his words.
Oh no, I meant to do that.
It's just like, dude, it's such a clusterfuck. I talk about it in my act now, how the fucking media baits this guy and he can't fucking resist.
He can't. No, he can't.
It's just like a sick fucking dance.
And he actually baits the media as well. You know, he'll say something, and they just fall right into his hands too.
Well, he likes to hear himself talked about. Mm. But then he gets to whine and say fake news, and his fucking mouth breathers believe this shit. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm the first to say the media. You know, you weren't here. I talked about the whole thing with the signing the Bible thing. I don't give a shit. You know, that was a whole thing. Trump was signing. Yeah. I don't give a shit. He could fuck a bang a nun in the ass. I don't give a shit. The church is doing much worse shit than that, and nobody's
done that down there. What? Would have loved you. Brought you back right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
The banging the nun in the ass stuff. I like that. That's
well, they're getting sodomy, so maybe not in the ass, but maybe frontal. Anyway. But, I mean, again, why this is a story, I don't know. Then one of the local news channels picked it up. Oh, the rumors that Melania has a body double. Stop it. Stop it. She's dead on her feet, whether it's her or not. Nobody fucking cares. She's dead inside. It's okay, especially when Donald's inside of her. Who the fuck cares? It's not a story. Stop talking about this shit. There's real things that are going on. What's the matter, Pip? You look confused.
Well,
is it growth?
No. It is. It's on the screen. Trucker Tomer is something really long, so I was just trying to read through it. But he said, I mentioned something about writing material this past week, too. I told a guy complaining about another comic buddy of mine who featured... He featured for former Red Wing Darren McCarty.
Yeah, the Darren McCarty. That's a tour. I'll touch on that a little bit later. Darren McCarty's doing a tour up there. Supposedly doing very well. People come out to see him. He's a big Detroit Red Wings player. I think he was a defenseman.
Oh, okay. So he said...
I was actually asked if I wanted to do that. I said no.
Oh, no.
Nothing against Darren McCarty. Just no.
No.
Yeah, he said, you're a Devils fan. You wear your Devils jacket.
I what?
And then you go, what's the matter? You don't like championships like you said?
That was when the Devils were winning. Now I can't say shit.
Yeah, right.
Now I gotta feel whatever. Unfortunately, the Red Wings suck too.
Well, he goes on to say, you're seriously on here complaining that you didn't find the show funny? Like you're trying to keep people from going to future shows. Try writing 5 minutes of original material and be funny about it, stupid.
Oh, boy, you're going to like the next the segment if it goes along with my blog. Check out my blog, Tom. Yeah. It touches right on that.
Good for Tom laying the comedic smackdown on people.
Yes.
Good for you, Tom. All right. Let's take a break. On the break, we got new music from Christopher Taylor with Counting Bluebirds and The Skies with Communication. You can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. And then I really like the topics we got for the second part of the show. Is rap protected by the First Amendment? Really interesting story. We got The Simpsons removing the Michael Jackson episode. And Stormy Daniels hitting the stage comedically. So we will talk about all that stuff and more. Don't go anywhere.